Is it acceptable for this resolution to confirm what you've already said, and that is that the resolution itself does not add in any way to the powers of the president to put boots on the ground in Syria? Is that an acceptable position? Secretary Kerry?
Absolutely.
Would a time limit of 60 days, indicating that you might have other authorities to act beyond those 60 days, you might come back to Congress, but what we're authorizing now is limited to 60 days. Would that be acceptable?
We would prefer that you have some kind of trigger in there with respect to his, if he were to come back and use chemical weapons again.
My ears are battered and burned, and I have just learned that I've been listening to the wrong radio station. My mind has been brutalized, now the pain can't be disguised. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I'm beginning to believe that all black men were bad men and white men would reign again. I'm beginning to believe that I was a mindless drugs freak that couldn't control my sanity or my sexuality. I'm beginning to believe that I could not believe in nothing except nothing, and all I ever wanted to do was to get you and to do you. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. My future has been blighted. I am so short-sighted. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I'm beginning to not trust me. In fact, I want you to arrest me. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been dancing to music that I can't stand. I've been reciting commercials to my girlfriends. I've been trying to convince myself that what I really need is a sunbed and a mortgage and some hairspray, the kind of hairspray that will wash my grey blues away. I've been trying to convince myself that I could ease my conscience if I gave a few pence or a few cents to a starving baby in Africa, because African babies need my favors, because Africa is full of dictators, and oh yeah, globalization will bring salvation. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I thought my neighbors formed an axis of evil. I want to go kill people. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was sure I didn't inhale, so why is my mind going stale? I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I'm beginning to believe that all Muslims are terrorists and Christian terrorists didn't exist. I really did believe that terrorism couldn't be done by governments. Not our governments, not white governments. I just could not see what was wrong with me. I gave hungry people hamburgers, you see. I was beginning to believe that our children were better than their children. Their children would die from terrorism, but I couldn't hear their children call, and a child from Palestine simply didn't count at all. What despair? No children. I was not aware. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. For years, I've been sedated. And now I think I'm educated. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. And every time I got ill, I took the same little white pill. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. When it started, I was curious, but then it got so serious. It was cool when it began, but no, I really hate Iran. And look at me now. I want to make friends with Pakistan. I want to bomb Afghanistan. I need someone to tell me, where the hell is Kurdistan? Yeah, you can be my ally for a while until I come to bomb your child. And I'm sure there's a continent called the Middle East, and I think I can bomb my way to peace. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong jams. I've been listening to the wrong beats. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong tones from the wrong zones. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong voices. I made such mad choices. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to spies. I've been listening to lies. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I needed to know what some pop star somewhere was having for breakfast. I needed to know that I was no longer working class. I needed to know if the stock market rose 1%. I needed to know that I had a ruler to give me confidence. I needed to know that my life would improve loads if I had an operation on my nose. I needed to hear that DJ say, good morning, good morning. I thought that he was there just for me. I loved the way that he would say, this show was sponsored by, oh my, oh my. He made me cry. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Can you dig this? I put myself on a hit list. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I'm laughing and I'm crying and I'm watching myself dying. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Listen to him. Can you hear? Listen to her. Can you hear? Listen to it. Can you hear? Listen to me. Keep this frequency clear.
Secretary Hagel, who will soon be here. And General Dempsey obviously also remember it very well. Secretary Hagel and I both voted. as confidently as we know what happened in Damascus on August 21st, we know that Assad will read our silence, our unwillingness to act, as a signal that he can use his weapons with impunity. After all has been said and done, if we don't now, knowing that he's already done this at least 11 times that our intelligence community can prove, and here in this grotesque larger event, larger than anything that's happened before, if we back down, the world backs down.
Yeah, are you done with the script yet? Right. Well, all I have is this old one. We've been using this for. We've been using this for over. We need.
Hold on, I'm almost done.
Right. Well.
Against weapons of mass destruction. Okay.
Will you be? You almost. Are you going to be done?
To make the deterrent against the nuclear weapon as meaningful.
All right. What? Speaking to the priorities of our national interest and our friends in the region.
So
must be, it's about friends. This is about friends and accountability. Accountability to our friends and allies in the region. Our national interest depends on credibility and accountability.
You are
that when we say never again. We actually don't mean sometimes.
You have activated
we don't
the
mean
play
somewhere.
Function.
We mean never again. So this is a vote for accountability.
Nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, chemical weapons, biological and nuclear, biological.
And if we don't answer Assad today,
biological weapons,
weapons of mass destruction,
for a century, our troops,
response force that we created last spring.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Chemical and biological
nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles,
chemical
weapons,
and nuclear.
The F-117 stealth aircraft.
Biological weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Of its battle group, which will arrive the day after tomorrow, and elements of
weapons of mass destruction and weapons of mass destruction and
mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
And biological weapons.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Crisis response force will provide our theater commander general.
Weapons of mass destruction and weapons of mass destruction and
chemical and
nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, chemical weapons.
Maintaining the ability of the United States to sell.
Our troops in war have been protected by the systems of this prohibition. Through World War II, Jackson. Nixon said in the opening argument at Nuremberg.
Chemical warfare, chemical warfare, chemical warfare, 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 chemical warfare, chemical warfare, chemical warfare, warfare, warfare.
The ultimate step in avoiding periodic wars, which are inevitable in a system of international lawlessness, is to make statesmen responsible to the law.
In the wake of these, the children, the dead children, and their children are dependent upon our action to take action. And I think it's worth repeating that in these.
That is what we mean by accountability. And that is, I say to all of you respectfully,
trying all this
that is
most.
Why
that
we cannot be silent.
In these trying times, that
let
importance
me be very,
is
very clear. When I walked into this room,
critical priority,
person of conscience,
and that is
stood up behind me,
worth repeating.
As is
also
the ability of people
the
in our country.
Credibility and the
and that person,
North Korea.
Said,
the North Korea and the Iran.
Take us to another war. I think the three
you
of
can't
us sitting here
there
understand
because
that
of
as well as any people in this country.
Cannot be unintended consequences
be
without intention with our national interest and our troops. It's remember, this is about our troops. We're not going to war because there are no boots. There are no boots, and when there's no boots, there's no grounds for accountability and national interest and our troops. Taking action is worth repeating, and the world is watching. Wow. Well, if we fail to embolden this act of murdering his own people, then the dictator will certainly be worth repeating in our national interest and of our friends in the region and our allies. So,
they just pretend
you can't there
the
because of their
the capacity to do it.
Cannot be unintended consequences without
so some
intention
with our
national interest and our troops. It's
to
remember,
them, say,
this is about our troops.
Hundreds of children
we're not going
with
to
the
war.
Weapon the world has banned. We all are responsible. That's true because of
treaties
like the Geneva
and
Convention.
Troops.
And the
taking action
convention?
Is worth repeating.
But it's also
and
true
the
because
world
we share a common humanity and a common sense of
well,
decency.
If we fail to embolden this act of murdering its own people,
welcome to Inside the Archive Studio. I'm Strong Powers, and my guest tonight should be well known to anyone within voting distance of democracy. America's number one bestie since 1791, please welcome the U.S. Constitution.
Thanks, young fella. You're a good exponent of my First Amendment.
Constitution, I'd like to ask you about your Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11.
Huh? My what?
Your War Powers Clause. It was last invoked right before World War II.
No wonder I don't remember it.
President Obama is consulting Congress before waging war with Syria. How's that make you feel?
Meshuggah. He says he already has authority to attack Syria. He's asking Congress for support, not seeking a formal war declaration. I'm old, but I'm not stupid.
Well, at least Obama has people talking about you again.
I don't need publicity. I'm the highest law of the land, not One Direction.
You don't think this is part of Obama's oath to protect and defend you from all enemies?
Yeah, right. There's one enemy he won't defend me from.
What's that?
That young pipsqueak, national security.
We just happen to have national security in the audience. Say hello!
I'm not at liberty to say hello at this time. I'm just kidding.
National security was developed expressly to be a pain in my ass!
Is that true?
Pretty much. I can be used to justify anything he forbids. Americans being held without trial, being spied on, droned, assassinated. The usual.
What about harvesting people's private information to create advertising?
No. I'm national security, not Facebook.
Constitution, what's next for you?
Nothing, really. After this war foldy roll, I'm going to see if they'll outfit the National Archives with an acorn stairlift and devote an exhibit to Matlock reruns.
Well, that's all for now. Join me next time when my guests will be the 1474 Treaty of Utrecht and the 2013 cheating agreement between Lindsey Vonn and Tiger Woods.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is made possible by Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA.
Doesn't your caring, gluten-free, non-violent blood boil over whenever the NRA goes into action after another gun-induced bloodbath of innocence, effectively caused by their bestial, brain-dead need to prevent anything happening to their precious Second Amendment rights to kill at will?
The truth is that our society is populated by an unknown number of genuine monsters.
Every one fleeting, enraged second, you feel like filling the sacks of muscle-free jelly these deranged morons call bodies with hot lead. Or at least watching someone make the rage-clotted blood spurt from their paranoia-packed skulls like juice from a rotting tomato. But you can't, because that would be wrong. But you can in our new murderously fun video game, Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA. You and your assassins have optional start points. You can frontally attack the Denver Convention Hall, where thousands of targets hail their leader, Sergeant Wayne Payne.
To blame assault weapons for these tragedies would be like, well, blaming airplanes for the 9/11 attack.
You can infiltrate the Ted Nugent TED Conference.
The Barack Obama gang, who believes in we the sheeple, and actually is attempting to re-implement the tyranny of King George.
Your kill count starts running, releasing higher-powered weapons and armored vehicles. Your goal is to eliminate all 2.4 million NRA targets on increasing levels of difficulty. A mass elimination takes you to the next level, creating random open-world opportunities to take out the waddling but heavily armed codgers. Massive eliminations mean eventually only the toughest targets survive, posing increasingly dangerous challenges. One advantage you have tracking the final survivors, when they move, you can always hear the denim scratching between their morbidly obese thighs. Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA, leaves you the victor atop a mountain of bloody, mutilated, dead or dying NRA flesh, thus ridding the U.S. of its worst internal enemy. But not really.
Because the First Amendment gives you the right to murder as many people as you want, any way you want, legal or not, and wallow in the carnage and thrill to the same bestial lizard brain urge that drives the NRA. So long as it's just for fun.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth.
5%.
Almost there, Eagle.
There is contact, Mission Control. I have landed safely.
Congratulations, Eagle. You're the first man on Mars.
Opening the hatchway.
What do you see, Eagle?
Mars is over. Over.
What do you mean it's over?
Mars is not cool anymore, Mission Control. The yuppies have found it.
You mean there's already, what, townhouses?
Yeah, all a really cool barren wasteland is gone. I think I see a gated community.
Your radio signal is... Actually, it's improving. Mars must have Wi-Fi.
Oh, would you look at that. A nice little store is going out of business. They're going to replace it with a bank.
Oh, what are you supposed to do with another bank in the neighborhood? Withdraw more money to spend on stores that aren't there anymore?
Excuse me, we need to get through.
Oh, sure, sorry. Baby carriages? Man, Mars is done.
Okay, Eagle, just gather data while we figure this out.
Roger that, Mission Control. Well, at least they have a Trader Joe's. Lines don't look too bad. Wonder if they have those frozen salmon steaks. Excuse me, I just arrived on Mars. Do you know where I can find rock samples?
Well, there's a pottery barn at the mall.
The mall? Hey, do they have a food court with a salad bar?
Oh, sure.
We've got to do something, Commander. He's getting sucked in.
Eagle, listen, it looks like the planet Neptune is still cool. Repeat, Neptune is still cool.
The schools in this area.
Eagle.
Well, for the best elementary
acknowledge.
Schools, you've got to apply before the child is even born.
Jeez, it's too late, sir. Married, he's lost. Lost
you'll have to
on Mars.
Uh-huh. And put on a beige sweater. You kind of stand out in that spacesuit.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
By the way, if you want to join our co-op market, I could get you on the waiting list, and you could get in, say, in 2 years. Then you just have to volunteer 7 hours a week.
I know this sounds random, but there was this crawfish salad I used to like at Whole Foods.
We have that. I know exactly what you're talking about. It has cinnamon.
Yeah, that's it.
And we sell organic ostrich.
Oh, I hear that's really healthy.
Sci-Fi Network presents Sharkarine. Half tangerine, half shark.
It bit off my tongue!
Destruction and mayhem in the food aisles of Cape Cod, with refrigerated produce trucks headed for Kansas.
We've got to stop those trucks! But how do you stop a truck?
You can't! Trucks cannot be stopped!
There's probably some reason why it happened. Climate change, fracking, GMOs, something. Anyway, it's 2 hours of sharks coming out of tangerines.
Oh, my face!
Sorry, Sheriff. We can't evacuate the Piggly Wiggly. It's fruit season.
Damn it. Listen to me. It's always fruit season.
Sharkarine. Half tangerine, half shark. The whole idea is great on paper.
Ah! You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Oh my God, OMG, oh my God, OMG, OMG, OMG. Hi, this is God. Let's get one thing clear. I am not your God, nor his God, or her God, or someone's dog's God. I'm not anyone's God. I mean hundreds of millions of depraved, non-theist idiots claiming me as theirs 100 times a day. Oh my God, OMG this, OMG that. Who the hell do you people think you are? Forget the me generation, you people are the me species. It's bad enough when some crew-cut would-be war criminal starts screeching, God bless America. Or when some hirsute rabbi in a baggy black suit that first hit the runway in 1859 starts telling kids he's one of my chosen people? Or when those blood-crazed cretins who call me Allah start screeching I'm great while they're sawing some guy's head off with a rusty bread knife? Me damn, you humans suck! And now, every for brains narcissist with an email account or an overactive text thumb is calling on me morning, noon, and night on every mega-trivial pretext under the sun? Oh my god! OMG! Oh my god! What am I, the universe's super? It's a pretty little planet, and I used to stroll here sometimes when those big friendly lizards were all over the place. But now, a giant me-damn cesspool completely overrun by giant two-legged roaches. Which is very unfair to roaches, who are not only good-looking, but know how to get along with each other. Which is also why I'm phasing you pond scum out as soon as possible. You want to hear the word of God? The only word of God you'll ever hear that God actually said? Listen up. Humanity, you are history. History.
That was the Final Edition Radio Hour. Check them out at finaledition.com for articles, audio, and some great videos as well. From the top, driveling congressional war speak throughout. Benjamin Zephaniah, listening to the wrong radio station. We heard some fresh fish recorded last week in Colorado. I'm still recovering from that road trip. Then a piece I mixed during the Clinton administration called WMD. The same old script since Kosovo, people. You'd think we pay enough taxes to get a fresh bull dung story now and then. The Dead Kennedys with Chemical Warfare. Check out our adult language podcast on the iTunes and Stitcher. Find us at skeptiles.com for an orgy of irreverence and general blasphemy. That's with Joe Dixon, Sean Ewald, and myself. You've been listening to the Inner Side Radio Program. This and all previous Inner Side Radio programs are on the web. Simply Google The Inner Side. Don't let the NSA have all the fun. Check them out. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.